Good morning, everyone. Welcome on this beautiful Sabbath day. Aren't we just thankful for the rain? Praise the Lord for that. Is this what the farmers would call $1 million rain? I think it's really given the crops a boost this morning. And this morning we welcome Gary Ishmael to our service, and we look forward to your message later, Gary.
Good morning again. Well, I love it. We've traveled this morning. We've seen flowers and trees and all of God's beautiful nature just on film. And we see it in our yards and places around here too. So we're glad to have you with us today. Okay, would you join me for a call to worship? In the presence of our Creator, who called the universe into being, we stand in awe. In the presence of our Redeemer, who emptied himself that our lives might be full, we stand in awe. In the presence of our Sustainer, who fills each breath, each movement with holy life, we stand with open hearts. In your presence, O Lord, we come to worship. Open your truth, your love, your healing. Amen. Would you bow in prayer, and we will pray to our loving God. Our dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and praise you and thank you for the many blessings that you give us. Thank you for the rain. More would gladly be accepted right now, but we appreciate every little bit. Thank you that we can confidently pray to you, trusting you to supply all our needs. God, the loss of someone can be shockingly painful, and sometimes it can make us doubt your goodness. But we know that you are present in our pain, and we thank you for sending your Spirit as our comforter and companion. We know that you are there when sadness and sorrow breaks our hearts. We praise you for who you are, our friend, someone who cares for us, and our wonderful Savior. We ask your blessings on those far from home or estranged from family and friends, and especially those who do not know you. We thank you for speaking the truth to us through Scripture. Thank you for the Supreme Court members who were brave enough to make the right decision to save many babies' lives in the future. We thank you for watching over our country and leaders. And today, God, we look back on our lives and remember all the ways, large and small, that you have provided for us. So help us to remain faithful and to remember that all things are in your hands. And we pray today for Gary as he brings our message, that you will be with him and the words that he speaks will remain in our hearts and the things that we should do. Amen. Okay, if you'll join me for the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
I turned on. Ho, ho, ho. I can even hear myself. Whoa. Sometimes that's pretty good, you know, if you need to do that. Oh, I always love to see you folks. You're such a inspiration to those of us that go to church and and you've been without a minister, you've had to take people that just come off the street to share God's word with you, and you're just amazing. You're just amazing. And I sure do thank the Lord for what he's doing in this congregation and in the life of many around. So keep your eyes. That we could get done right now. You know, if we just read that one more time, that'd be enough, right? Keep your eyes on Jesus. Oh my. So pretty cool. Let me have a moment that I will. Grace and peace to you from our God and our Father. Lord, we are yours. Reveal to us your wisdom today. Teach us to walk in the light. Turn us away from the darkness into the light. Lord, we desire the filling of our Holy Spirit. As we gather together today, we choose to be a people of God. We seek your Holy Spirit's direction, wisdom. We dedicate our lives to you, Jesus. Lord, let our ears and hear what we need to hear tonight, today. Father God, we rejoice in you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will be glad in it. Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. So thank you for the opportunity of being here. We have scriptures that's in the bulletin, and they're for your looking up afterwards and studying them in your translation. We have a lot of translations anymore, don't we? When I first accepted Jesus into my life, the King James was the only one that anybody had in their hands, you know, King James. And now we go to Bible study, and we got people having the messengers. In fact, Pastor Jack was using the messenger as a reference, one of his readings that he would read out of, and all kinds of other ones. This book, I have told you before, this Bible was given to me, and the holder, the shield, the sword, the cross, in 1975. So I like to carry it to when I get to share the word with people. I like to carry it. It's just got a sentimental, and it's good reading too. It's American Standard. But I'll be sharing some of these scriptures with you as I go through. And, the subject matter today is, I think it's so important that we be doers of the word. And part of that doers of the word is seeking God. And we go through our lives, get so busy doing this and that, go have fun, work a little bit, go have fun. But seeking God is something that's really special. Really special. Because each time that we step forward or lean into, I talk about leaning into the subject matter. You know, many people want to step back from it. And I'm one of those people that like to lean into the subject matter. If you're talking to me, I'm not going to back off of you. I'm going to step forward and get as much as I can. And the scriptures are so much that way. So seeking God, How do we do this? Y'all want to give me about 10 ways that we can seek God? Well, one of you might say, in prayer. That's the first place. And that's kind of what I thought. How about that? Let's pray to the Lord. Let's pray to our Lord. Our Lord. We take ownership of Jesus Christ because He wants that. He wants us to do that. So there's a way to get started in your seeking God. And you can tell me, well, I seek God. I come to church. And boy, you're right there. You're right there. That is good. This COVID thing has got us with less people in our churches. And people get to see services online, you know. And that's, I've did. That's too comfortable. Sitting with your coffee back in your lounge chair watching that. You know, as good as that was, I like to see your face. And I like to hear your voice. And I like to shake your hand. Well, of course, COVID, we couldn't do it then. But I think we can now. And sometimes people are huggers. And the Lord embraces us. And we can do that as well in the right setting, you know. But being together, being in fellowship, is really an important thing. And to see you people here this morning coming together really encourages me as well. And Ben will be pleased to see those that come like today and others that will come another day because they're not at some ball game or something. Did you know that everybody's at ball games now on Sunday? You know, I'm kind of old-fashioned. Anybody else? I know I got white hair, and I'm a little older. I know. But anyway, prayer is an important thing. So then we take prayer and put it up here, and we say, well, I pray. I pray. I pray for Harold. I pray for Harold. Now, you may say you do that, but do you do that? You want to do that, but do you do that? There might be times that we say it and don't do it. Or pray for Becky or one of the other of your congregation here or a friend. Being doers of the word again. So something that we got to look at when in looking the seeking Lord, I think, is to do a better job of praying, what I'm saying. Do a better job of praying. And that's very important. Because God answers prayer. It's the part of us that connect us with God. We're not a lot of things we can do, but we can pray. How many times you heard that? We can't do anything else but pray. Well, we can't do anything else because it is the best thing to do. It is the most important thing to do. It is the Almighty God's request. That we pray. So sometimes we get too disturbed. Oh, I was reaching for my little phone. I got a gentleman helping me out with that. My wife's not able to be here today, and she likes to see what I do. So we're going to try and do it that way. Anyway, but we get distracted, is my point. And So you need to go to a quiet place. Don't get distracted. Find that quiet place for yourself. Got the little one up here. That's challenging. You don't get that, do you? You don't get that. Keep trying. Keep trying. Pray for this young lady right here. Some of you have been there, done that. But go to a quiet place. You remember when the scriptures would tell us that Jesus got away in the night, or go up on the hill. He would go to a quiet place. He had to get to a quiet place, and he had about as much attention to God as anybody, you know, but he still did that. That's what we need to do, possibly. Just get away for a few. Give me 5. Give me 10. Give me 15 minutes. The more you get into prayer, the better we are of seeking God. Because a lot of things happen. When we get close to God, we get stronger. Now, I've been getting a little weaker as my years started getting behind me. And my joints hurt a little bit. Climbing upstairs, that doesn't seem to bother me. Getting up out of a seat once in a while does. So that's part of our being. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. And you say, well, I can't come to church because I don't really feel that well. Well, get more joy. Get a drink of joy before service. Yeah, that'll help. Scriptures say, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Get stronger before you come to church. Read a scripture that just does it for you. Read a chapter. You got some in the Bible that's really, really good. So get a quiet place. Get the joy of the Lord in you. And where two or three are gathered in His name, there He is. That's part of a prayer. So you could ask someone to join you in prayer. Maybe even Sunday morning before you come. Get on the line. I got a scripture this morning. Share it with them. Have a word of prayer. Doesn't have to be a long one. Just that would be bad. That'd be good. Because it gets you in the mood. It gets you in. It's all about being a part of who God wants us to be. We are part of the family of God. We are. No matter what other people talk about, we are. The Word says we are. And I believe, I've experienced that to be true. I've got a thing that I like. I like this right here. I like this right here. I like to come forward, come closer to what's going on. Don't we always think that our information come from the front, speaker come from the front, God is closer to the front? It shouldn't be that way, but we think that way. And evidently, these elders have been here for a long time. How long has this church been here? 175 years? I bet there was some rails in every church and every other thing. So when we come forward, we act. We seek the Lord. We want to be as close to the Lord as we can. And so when we come forward, we are able to step forth and kneel. Well, you're going to say, I don't kneel. That's okay. It's the effort and it's in the mind, you know, coming forward. That's just another spot of prayer that we come to along with the Word. So seeking God has a lot of things. You know, you ask your eyes to see, we sing that, and ears to hear. And you say, well, I got glasses on. Put your glasses on there, sister. And sometimes when we put our glasses on, we see something. But with God, we see something different. If we say, Lord, let me see what you see. Because we don't always see. We see from the world's part, what the world is putting in front of our eyes, what the world is doing. Nada, time out, kick the world out. Let's pick up the Word. Let's pick up the joy of the Lord is my strength. And you'll be able to do more and see more. See it in a different way. God's way is so special. Anybody had a God moment? Huh? Two or three hands come up. Over here. Uh-huh. Oh. You know, you want to get me excited. You start talking about God moments. Oh, they are special. They're not every day, although I expect them every day. Because God is what able. But I've had some wonderful, wonderful God moments. Oh, and so when I come out, just like today, you're probably chuckle at me. But in my prayer time through the weeks here going on, I saw, here we go, I saw 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Get up. Give a testimony. Give a kneel at the altar. Step forth. That's what my eyes was seeing. Seeking the Lord excites me to think that can be a God moment today. Today is a God moment. And if you have need this morning, I want you, don't pass it up. Don't pass up the ability for us to pray with you or to say something or you give a testimony. Don't pass that up. As Pastor Jack always says, we got today, ish. He used to call me ish. We got today, ish. Give him Jesus. And that's what we need to do as people of God. Give others Jesus. And you'll see a little bit different. You'll even hear a little bit different. When people put up bad words to you, you'll have something to ward off that bad stuff. That bad stuff. Yeah. And so when we get all this going on, then it's renewing of our mind. The enemy comes in our mind. And so how do we clean that up a little bit? With the Word of God, with being in fellowship with one another, with reaching out a hand of fellowship to someone. Hey, Rick, how you doing, man? Haven't seen you in a while. You know, those little moments are pretty special. And so I'm just throwing out all these things to you because it all comes together. It all comes together in being having a soft heart, The Bible talks about a soft heart. And so we get a soft heart. And we can be a new creature in Christ Jesus. And I share that little statement every time I come out. You've heard it a few times if I've been here, and I have. Be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away and all things become new. Kick them old things out and become new, because that's what Jesus' word says. Oh, I'm talking about looking at Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And he talks about, the Lord talks about, I know the plans I have for you. Now, just a little background on this scripture. This scripture really isn't for people maybe quite like us, but it was for the exile people back in Jeremiah. You know, he was talking about the exile people that was coming, and they were going to be released, and God wanted them to have a new life, and that he was going to take care of it. And he says, declares the Lord, plan to prosper you and to not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me. And come and pray to me and listen to me. And no, he will listen to you. He will hear your voice. He will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. And when you seek me with all your heart, see, there's where the heart comes in. Now, some people use this scripture for that's the way it is. Every time you pray, you get that. And I say, and others, that this is what God's will is. He wants you to have that. He wants you to have those things. But he was putting a promise out. They were in Babylon, and he was going to free them out of there. They'd already been in exile, God's people had. So that's where it is. But doesn't those scriptures just kind of encourage you that he has a plan for you? And I think that's right. I think he does have. I think he does have. I know in my life I can tell you that I think he has a plan. No doubt. It's just whether I want to follow it or not. Sometimes I don't yield at the right way. Don't submit. In Matthew 6, 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. Oh, hallelujah. I get an amen out of that. That's a good story. We could carry that a long way, couldn't we? Put that in our knapsack. Oh, of course, there's a song, there's a hymn for that. Seek ye first. Whoops, out of key here. Matthew 7:7. Ask and it will be given to you, and seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. God's response to seek, ask, seek, and knock. Words of action. Words of action, folks. There again, be doers of the word. Answers to prayers is where we're going to go. We've got Psalm 34, 4. I sought the Lord, and He answered me, delivered me from all my fears. And I would gather that there's some fears in some of our hearts today. Oh, I fear that I'm going to get this, I'm going to get that. And that's legitimate, I understand. But we take them to the Lord and say, I don't want to be a fearful person. I don't. Then it goes down in Psalm 119. And I'd like to read the whole 119 to you today. But guess what? I'm too tired to do that. 176 verses. That's a lot. Our men's group took on a challenge. Took on a challenge to read the book of Psalms. The whole book of Psalms. Not just one book in Psalms. The whole 150 books. This book here, Psalm 119, was a little strong. A lot of verses. But it says, blessed are those who keep His statutes and seek Him with all their hearts. Seeking Him with all their hearts. Verse 10 says, I seek You with all my heart. Do not let me be astray from Your commands. I have hidden Your word in my heart. Wonderful, wonderful scriptures to keep us going on seeking God. Seeking God gives some direction to submitting. When you have to submit to seek God sometimes. And that's what I'd share with you, one scripture here out of James. You can't hardly talk about the scriptures without touching the book of James a little bit, and I always do. In chapter 4 or 7, submit yourself then to God, resist the devil, for he will flee you. Yes, he will flee you. So that's a really good James 4, 7. And all in James 4 and 5, chapters 4 and 5, something that you might want to go to, because it talks about submission and a lot of different things. But let me just put this question out to you. When's the last time that you submitted to God? Ask God, Lord, forgive me. Repent. Even a repenting prayer of what you know is not right, and you need to. Verse 8 says, come near to God. Come near, and God will come near to you. Wash your hands of your sins and your hearts. The principles of prayer. The stepping forth to seek God. It's an important thing, I think, in the walk of life that we have, because the world's pretty tough. We know that. And it needs a lot. And it needs each and every one of you sharing with some of your family, sharing with some of your friends, sharing some of the things. But if you're going to do that, which I really suggest please do, you're going to need to seek God prior to that. So, do I have an amen to seeking God tonight? Today? I keep saying tonight. I don't know why, because it looks a little cloudier out there. I don't know. My glasses. But please, take these words, step them through the list. Give them a try. You take all kinds of different instructions from maybe online or whatever. This is not the best instruction in the world because of my delivery. But the words are, and the placement are, they're good. They're good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pastor Jack always says to any of us that are sharing the word, go give them Jesus. And I haven't particularly said Jesus' name, but I've talked all around him, and I lift up Jesus all the time. And that's a name that when you're having difficulty, you cry out in Jesus' name, get away from me when that difficulty is too much. And grab on to some joy that God's got for you. If you would, let me pray with you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word and your timing, the steps that you've asked us to take today to become a better prayer, one that can be more specific in prayer, more giving ourselves to you in prayer, more joining others in prayer, or two or three are gathered in your name. Lord, we thank you. And I ask that maybe the peace of God be over this congregation today and the grace that comes with it. Oh, Lord, we thank you for all those gifts that you have for us. And the fellowship of the brethren, encourage someone to come to church with you. Lord, let these things happen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.